But we pray that you would speak to us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you like to be seated? And there's more. And there's more. It was a catchphrase of an Irish comedian who was on TV a lot in the 1980s. For many of you that will have no idea what that was referring to. But hopefully the phrase, there is more, will mean something by now. These 3 weeks that we're just beginning today of exploring faith in Horsham, giving people the space and an opportunity to discover for themselves that there is more to life. There is more to God. There is more to Jesus Christ. There's even more to the church than they'd ever imagined. You know, I was completely unaware that there was more for the first 18 years of my life. Church didn't figure at all for me. I wasn't baptized as a child. I wasn't taken to church at all. God was a figment of other people's imaginations as far as I was concerned. And there are many folk like that for whom this building means nothing really. It might be the oldest building, quite a sort of pretty backdrop, but what it stands for doesn't mean anything at all to them. And these disciples we've just heard about in that reading, they had no idea that there was more on the first Easter day. They thought Jesus had been killed. He was the great hope. He was the one who's going to lead Israel into freedom, kick the Romans out. And then he was killed, and obviously it was a defeated hope, and it hadn't actually happened. So we have 3 weeks of giving ourselves the opportunity to ask again, is there more to life than meets the eye? Is there more to Jesus Christ than meets the eye? Is there more to God than perhaps we had realized? And for those 3 weeks, I want to offer you three symbols. And the first I shall reach down and grab. It's these walking boots are the first symbol for these 3 weeks. Rather well-used walking boots. They're actually rather ancient. They've done a lot of walking. These disciples were walking to Emmaus when they suddenly found that Jesus was walking with them. He was actually walking at their speed alongside them. I wonder if you can think what the first words of Jesus were after he'd been risen from the dead in St. Luke's Gospel. This is extraordinary to me. His first words, I mean, if it was me, it would have been, "Alleluia, I am risen." And he would have expected the disciples to say, "You are risen indeed, alleluia." Or I would have said, "I've defeated death. I'm alive." But no, the first words of Jesus, risen from the dead, in St. Luke's Gospel, were these. "What are you talking about as you walk along?" Well, what an anticlimax. But think again. What are you talking about? And they say, "Well, are you the only person who hasn't heard what's happened?" And he says, "What things?" Jesus starts where those disciples are, in their disappointment, in their lack of understanding, in their defeated hopes and dreams. He starts by listening to them. And I hope that over these 3 weeks, we'll do as much listening as we do talking. Certainly there's a course which follows the 3 weeks. 3 weeks might well not be long enough for people who want to ask lots of questions. So we're running a course called the Pilgrim Course. You carry on walking beyond the 3 weeks with Jesus alongside, open to what he might have to say. Jesus walks at our speed. He is, if you like, the 3-mile-an-hour God. He won't rush you. He'll start where you are. And we need to do the same with our friends, to start where they are. And we've tried to arrange a program of events which hopefully are easy to invite people along to. So boots, the first symbol. The second symbol, you won't be surprised after that wonderful sketch we just had, is some roses. And these will be for Pedro to give to Gemma later on, I'm sure. But some roses. We give roses to people who we love. And the first disciples didn't understand what was going on. They weren't able to receive the gift, rather like the person in that sketch. It was a free gift, But was it too good to be true? Oh, I'll go away and think about that. And those first disciples weren't sure whether actually this was true or not. It says they were kept from recognizing him. Sometimes we have, and our friends have, all sorts of questions. Is this actually too good to be true? Is this wish fulfillment? The idea that there is a God who loves me and who has a purpose for my life, both in this life and beyond the grave. Is that true? Could it be true? And often people need time to explore their questions and so on. That's why we need the third symbol. So we've got some boots. Jesus walks alongside us. We've got the gift of love that he longs to give to us. But we're not sure whether we're able to receive it or not. And in order to receive it, we need the third symbol, which is this bread. Jesus was known to them in the breaking of the bread. It was at that moment when the bread was broken. I'm sure it wasn't neat and tidy. At that moment that the glory of Jesus showered down. Do feel free to eat it. You're very welcome to enjoy a nice bit of bread. But the glory of Jesus was revealed. His presence was revealed in the moment of the breaking of bread. And we need to pray for that to happen. There'll be those who've been walking and it's been a long trudge, a long journey. And there's lots of stuff they haven't understood. Lots of questions that they still have. But let's pray that in these weeks there will be for some that moment of revelation where suddenly they realize that Jesus is with them, that he does love them and does want them to know that love for themselves. Notice in that story he waits to be invited. He was going to walk on, wasn't he? He waited to be invited to come in. There's some inviting to be done. Starts with us inviting our friends along in order to actually have this opportunity. And you've received a brochure with lots of opportunities for that to happen. But it also will be up to them to invite Jesus to come in and to spend time with them if they are to find out that there's more. And there's more. And I finish not with some words of an Irishman, but with some words of a Welshman. This is a poem by R.S. Thomas. I have seen the sun break through to illuminate a small field for a while, and gone my way and forgotten it. But that was the pearl of great price, the one field that had the treasure in it. I realize now that I must give all that I have to possess it. Life is not hurrying on to a receding future, nor hankering after an imagined past. It is the turning aside, like Moses to the miracle of the lit bush, to a brightness that seemed as transitory as your youth once, but is the eternity that awaits you. Pray for that moment of revelation to come, because it is God who has to, in the end, show us that there is more. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.